Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
A meeting of the Sentencing Commission this month led to complex questions about the state's delegation of authority for managing the formerly incarcerated. At issue was the use of the parole board, an executive branch agency, to punish folks who violate the terms of their post-incarceration supervised release. The board is given minimal information about the subject of supervision, and they ask the courts to issue a warrant for the violator's arrest. But then it's the agency itself deciding the punishment. That mixing of authorities could mean the person subject to the warrant may not be getting fair access to the legal system. Here's Sentencing Commission member and Virginia Court of Appeals Judge Robert Humphreys.
Essentially, they're arresting someone on behalf of a different branch of government, where there's going to be no hearing in the courts, it raises a concern.
Senator Russet Perry, a 10-year veteran prosecutor, is one of the two legislative members of the commission. She wasn't around when changes made by the General Assembly led to this confusion, but she understands the problem. For clarity, a capias is like a warrant.
If the court's issuing a capias for a potential violation, why is the parole board then adjudicating it? They also raise concerns about how much information they have to try to adjudicate something that was imposed upon the individual by the court, so isn't the court in the best position to be adjudicating those things anyway?
Judge Humphreys said Virginia isn't alone in having executive branch agencies handle post-release supervision, so there's likely a due process-friendly fix to be found. Perry herself volunteered to find that fix ahead of the 2025 General Assembly session. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.